Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Watching a team of eight police officers arrest a woman standing outside without a mask. I'm not wearing a mask.
What is he doing? She's being arrested for no mask? You guys are f***ing disgusting. You guys.
Now, this is a perfect example of the clown world that we're living in here, folks.
They're singling out a Trump supporter.
There's so many different angles of this, too, by the way.
Dude,
you know that Trump supporters support the police overall. You know that in that polarized narrative of the police are good or the police are bad, Trump supporters have the police back. They back the blue. They want to continue to fund the police and support the police. It's the Trump haters that hate the police, want to defund the police, and even attack the police. In fact, another video we have here, cops just sitting in their squad car, and they get attacked. Just, you know, people, of course, wearing the COVID mask. But, I mean, these are masked vigilantes coming up to a cop car while an officer sitting inside of it, beating it with bats, beating it with sticks, throwing rocks, breaking the windshield, trying to break into the car, punch into it. And the cop just sits there and lets him do it. Now, here's the clown world aspect of this. In a normal society, when individuals are behaving like this, they would be arrested and put down immediately and sent to jail. But no, the cops have to take this because the Democrats are in charge and they know they'll be in jail if they go after these punks. And the media will be after them all day long saying how innocent these poor people were as they tried to murder police and surround their vehicle. So the police have to take this. But then an innocent woman standing outside without a mask, she gets harassed, she gets arrested, she gets 8 cops, 10 cops coming after her. Now, the reality of this situation is what? Those individuals that were trying to break into a police car and do harm to the officers, those individuals should have gotten their asses beaten and eaten concrete and dirt right there on the scene, no questions asked. But, of course, you can't do that. Why? Because the Democrat city council, the Democrat mayor, the Democrat governor, and the Democrat media will come after you, demonize you, and you're going to end up with your life destroyed. Now, on the other hand, officers harass an innocent woman for not wearing a mask. 10 of them team up on her and arrest her for not wearing a mask. Now, again, I am not for violence in any situation, but just to explain the clown world situation here. So the police get attacked for doing nothing and sitting in their cars by a bunch of deranged media, mainstream media heads that hate the police, trained to hate the police. So they attack the police and they pretty much get away with it. Again, backup didn't end up arriving arresting people, but in that meantime, they get to attack police, they get to do damage to the squad car, the cops have to sit there and take it. Or in New York and all these other cities where the cops get beaten. I mean, folks, you've seen such bad footage of police being jumped and beaten and ambushed and shot and murdered, and they can't defend themselves. But, oh, here we are, and they go and arrest an innocent woman for not wearing a mask, and there's 8 police officers. Folks, I'm not condoning violence, so I want you to understand we do support the police. We believe they're good men and women, and we're all on the same side. But let me tell you, this is the reverse weird clown world. In that situation, those cops should have probably been attacked by the people, by the public. You're harassing a lady and arresting a lady over a face mask? That's the type of situation in a clown world where the police deserve the treatment they get from the public. So, again, I'm not condoning it. It's good that there was peace there. But, you know, if a mob of people this society, you know what, you're not going to arrest this woman for not wearing a mask, and we're going to put you down. We're going to put you on the ground, and you're going to have to leave this woman alone. And, you know, maybe they throw some rotten tomatoes at him or something. Again, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying that makes sense. You're a corrupt police force. You're going after an innocent woman. You're going to reap what you sow. But when you're an innocent police officer just sitting in your car and you get attacked, well, then that's normal. So that's the new clown world. Police officers, you get attacked. You have to sit there and take it. But then when you go after a woman for not wearing a mask, well, you have to just do that and nobody can stand up to you. And we all know because it's all the political pieces of this puzzle. For the most part, conservative Republicans, Trump supporters like police. So we're not going to give them a hard time. Leftists, Biden supporters hate police, want to attack them. And so then the police are put in a situation where there's only one law that applies.
Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. It was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Folks, it's just true. The mainstream media is the enemy of the people, number one. They're the ones that have us divided. They're the ones lying to us. They're the ones faking pandemics. They're the ones faking racism. They're the ones faking hate crimes. They're the ones faking police brutality. It's all the mainstream news. And there's all this little nuance, and there's all these different angles and different crevices you can go into. But that's it. That's it. Number one, mainstream media, ABC News, CNN, MSNBC, you know it, New York Times, Washington Post, all of you. You've done this to America, man. I'm going to take a deep breath and calm down. It's just, I just can't. I mean, can you imagine if you didn't have the liars in mainstream news dividing us and pitting us against one another? Can you imagine the type of prosperity and unity we could be having right now? I mean, my God, especially under Donald Trump, who's anti-establishment, pro-America, like pro-prosperity, pro you having a good job, pro you having a good wage, pro you having prospects and a future. So the good news is they've lost most of their pull. They've lost most of their power, but they're still there. They're still brainwashing people. They're still dividing. They're still instigating. They're still lying. What do you do? What do you do about this criminal scum? Here's an example. Let's look at the latest in the COVID hoax. CNN, Trump team just announced its surrender to the pandemic. No. No, that's, they're just admitting that it's not a pandemic. But we can't say that because then you'll say, look at them, they're denying anybody died and it's their fault. I mean, you people are just sick. Trump can't even be honest because of you're so dishonest. But think about that. You can't even be honest in this day and age because the media is so dishonest, they're going to lie every which way. So they fake a pandemic, they increase the testing, they shut down the economy, they make you wear a mask, and then Trump just says, oh, here's the CDC numbers, here's the survival rate, I survived it, Melania survived it, my kids survived it, so it's time to go back to normal. And then CNN says, they're surrendering to the pandemic, Trump wants to kill you. CNN again. White House Chief of Staff says, we are not going to control the pandemic because it's the flu. No, but see, here, it's obviously very complex. But talk about a spectrum or a scale, okay? On this end of the scale, it's the mainstream media, it's the CDC, it's everybody. Hundreds of millions are going to die. COVID is a death sentence. We have to shut and lock everything down because you're going to die and everyone's going to die and it's the worst thing in the history of the world. Okay, that's this side of the scale, this side of the spectrum over here. Over here on this side, it's just a flu. It's just a cold. Obviously, it's very more complex than that. But on that scale, The truth is over here. The truth is right next to it's just the flu. The truth is right next to it's just the cold season. It's just the flu season. So here's the lying media. Here's Fauci and Gates, worst pandemic ever. Everyone's going to die. That's their side of the spectrum all the way over here. And then on the other side is it's just the flu. The reality is just beyond it's just the flu. It's just kind of over here a little bit. But on that scale, it is just the flu. And they know it. They've rebranded the flu. They have people running around in multiple masks and hazmat suits because of the flu. You watch. You watch. Bacterial pneumonia will reach all-time highs probably in the month of December. Bacterial pneumonia. And Fauci knows it. Let me tell you something. Dr. Anthony Fauci is such a criminal. He belongs in jail for the rest of his life. He knows the masks cause bacterial pneumonia. He knows it. He knows hydroxychloroquine with zinc and other things and other factors are known cures of disease like, what was the one that he was with? I lost it when he was working with Obama. I forget now. Malaria. He gave, Barack Obama was taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc. They know all of it, folks. These are criminal liars. They belong in jail the rest of their lives. Feds halt coronavirus vaccine awareness campaign that included Santa. That's right, because they want your kids to be scared of COVID, too. And then use Santa to give them a free vaccine. Oh, don't worry. Aw, just people are dying from the COVID vaccine in Japan and South Korea. And, you know, there's just some complications in the vaccine, but Santa's going to give it to your kid, and then when they go into polio or Guillain-Barré syndrome or just croak right there, it's for the good, it's for the good cause. Fauci, this is from Business Insider, Fauci suggests a face mask mandate and warned that the general public might not get a COVID-19 vaccine until mid-2021. Oh, see, they're pissed. Trump took the reins on the vaccine. And now they're pissed that they're not in control of it. And Trump wants to use the vaccine to say, okay, time to reopen and get back to normal. Which, again, no, we shouldn't even have to deal with that. If a mask works, then we should get back to normal. If the mask works, then get back to normal. Of course, the mask doesn't work. The mask is just a symbol of slavery. The mask is a brand on your ass, like your cattle.
Oh, but it has my favorite sports team. Oh, but my mask has a sweet little message. My mask says Trump.
No, your mask is a sign of freedom. I don't care what it says. Excuse me. Freudian slip. Your mask is a sign of slavery. I don't care what it says. But they say, oh, you're going to need to wear that mask forever, even though it doesn't stop COVID. And if it did, then we could be able to reopen. But no, it's you get both. You get double raped by these people. Fauci and Bill Gates are double raping you right now. Wear the mask and get the vaccine. But wait a second. If the mask works, then I don't need the vaccine. But wait a second. If the vaccine works, I don't need the mask. No, you get both, and we shut your economy down. Do you understand how evil Fauci and Gates are? This audience does. I know that. But it's just incredible they get away with this. So the mask works, wear the mask, but everything still has to be closed. And you can't vote in person, and you need a vaccine to reopen. Huh. Okay. Even though Fauci knows the mask doesn't work. Business Insider again. With the election 8 days away, Trump lies about why coronavirus rates are hitting record highs and calls the media losers for covering the surging pandemic. The surging pandemic. Does anybody actually believe this crap anymore? Other than a deranged liberal Democrat who's mentally retarded anyway? Folks, you understand that liberal Democrats, first they said, oh, the emails from Hunter Biden are unverified. Folks, we now literally have the videos of Hunter, the pictures of Hunter, the diaries of the family, his signature. I mean, it couldn't be more verified if it came and slapped them right in the face. They say, oh, no, this isn't real. But it's the same thing with the pandemic. So here's Twitter again putting the push notification. Increased testing does not explain the rise in COVID-19 cases. cites the USA Today and New York Times report. Folks, this is beyond 1984. This is beyond 1 plus 1 equals 5. That's what they're telling you. Testing doesn't increase cases? Of course it does. How else are you having? You have no cases with no testing. Zero testing, zero cases. 100 tests, whatever cases you get. It doesn't matter. They're all in on the lie. They're all in on the fake pandemic. It doesn't stop. Vox, headline, America's third COVID-19 surge is here. It was predictable and preventable. But nobody's dying. They're faking the deaths. They're faking the numbers. There is no surge. Nobody's scared. But then in California and New York, where they have the most deaths, they say how great of a job they're doing. Los Angeles Times, how San Francisco became a national leader in slowing the spread. No, they didn't. They didn't slow anything. They killed the economy. They're shutting off the power now. They say the same thing about Cuomo in New York, where he gets to write a book now, even though he murdered thousands of old people in the nursing homes, and all the people know it. These are sick criminals that need to be in jail. They're all...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, it's like taking a traumatic blow to the head. It's like a dizzying, stunning blow. It's just like, whoa. Seeing all these people with the mask. A mask that doesn't do anything, folks. It spreads. The science on the mask is out. It literally spreads. It spreads COVID, bacterial pneumonia, all of it, man. I shouldn't say spreads. It just causes bacterial pneumonia. Hypoxia, all these other things. It just, you know, oh, wear the mask. The law says wear the mask. And it's just like a dizzying blow, man, because you look around and you just, it's just, wow, are my fellow Americans this stupid? Are my fellow humans here on this planet this stupid? Are we this controlled? Are we this dumb? And then if you're the guy that dares to stand up and say, hey, the COVID thing's fake, the mask doesn't do anything, they look at you like you're crazy. This is the clown world. How do we even, how do we come out of this, man? I don't want to live like this. I know you don't either, but it's just, man, what are we going to do? Because here's the thing. We can't get physical because we're like the police right now. Where the police do their job and they handle a violent criminal in a physical manner, they're bad. Well, the same thing goes for us. So even though it didn't even happen, the FBI staged a false flag in Michigan to kidnap the governor. But hold on a second. See, and this is what the thing is. I can't even be real about this situation. I can't even actually talk about this because then they'll lie about me or sue me. Of course, I'm banned on social media everywhere, so what more can they do? It's kind of like when Alex said, get your battle rifles ready. Antifa's coming to your front door. Well, look at them now, burning cities to the ground. I guess Alex Jones was right again. But see, I can't even sit here and be honest about the situation without being demonized, and so then I have to censor myself. But no, here's the God's honest truth, and they'll try to probably set me up for saying this. Our governors, our politicians are physically attacking us. We have a right of self-defense. We have a right of self-preservation. When they're locking you in your home, when they are shutting down your business, when they are forcing you to wear a mask, when they are forcing you to take a test, and when they're going to threaten to force you to take a foreign substance, chemical rape called a vaccine, that is a physical assault on you. And in a sane society, in a free society, in our republic, we should be able to leverage physical attacks on them. Now, see, I'm not calling for violence. But they have violated the non-aggression principle. Not us. They did that. Yes, Governor Whitmer deserves a citizen's arrest. But see, I can't say that. Now I'll have an FBI team investigating me. Don't worry about Hunter Biden. Don't worry about Joe Biden, all the crimes. No, an InfoWars host said that the Democrats have violated the non-aggression principle, which they have, wanting forced vaccines, forcing you to wear a mask, forcing you to stay inside, forcing you to take a test, forcing you to shut down your business. They have violated the non-aggression principle, and we're not allowed to respond. We're not allowed to respond. We're not allowed to talk about it. We're not allowed to do anything. We can't even go have a rally. So, this needs to be understood. I am not calling for any violence. I'm not calling for any physical assaults or attacks. No, I'm simply saying they have violated the non-aggression principle. Not us. Not us. We have withheld. We have stood back and stood by. While the Democrats are raping our country dry, Joe Biden taking millions of dollars selling you out, they violated the non-aggression principle. They brought this on themselves. Whatever their fortune may be, but it's really sad. And it just shows how tyrannical our government has gotten. And there is just no recourse for us. And I was explaining this last night. We have all the videos up at Bandai Video on the War Room channel from a Trump caravan, a Trump-trained caravan from this weekend. And I've got local Republicans and people coming up to me like, don't be too loud on the PA. And don't go by this building and have on the PA. And then don't do this and don't do this. I'm saying like, how about don't tell me what to do? We sit here and we take the liberal bullying all frickin' day long. And then we wonder why we're losing. Let me just carry on here. Three quarters of likely voters believe they'll recover from COVID if they get it. Hey, that's good. It should be 100%. It should be 100% of people believe they'll recover because almost 100% will. But nope. So it's like we celebrate like, ooh, 75% of Americans know COVID isn't deadly and it's just the flu. Oh, but see, COVID is deadly. See, we have the numbers and they fake the numbers. And then it doesn't matter that they fake the numbers. The fake numbers just get real. And then you're not allowed to talk about it, or you're crazy if you talk about it, or quote the actual numbers. And then they lock everything down, come to arrest you, and then you're bad, and you don't have any recourse. Like this piece of human garbage, Dr. Tom Frieden, says, we're not going back to pre-COVID world anytime soon. The quicker we accept that, the more we can reduce deaths and economic disruption. You know, I hate this notion when they say COVID did this, COVID did that. COVID did nothing. We did this. We shut down the economy, not COVID. We closed the schools, not COVID. We closed the hospitals from surgeries, not COVID. We did this, not COVID. And you have these people that think they're so intellectual, they go on TV and they say COVID this, COVID that. COVID didn't do this. We did. Oh, but did I mention Dr. Tom Frieden, former CDC director, pled guilty to sex abuse? Got no jail time, but, you know, that's how it works. So that guy, a sex abuser, tells you to wear a mask forever. What human scum. But again, now, again, people wake up. Daily Mail headline. Has COVID killed off the flu? I mean, InfoWars reported this, what, 4 months ago? Has COVID killed off the flu? Experts pose the intriguing question as influenza cases nosedive by 98% across the globe. No, because everything's COVID now. The flu is COVID. A car accident is COVID. A bloody nose is COVID. A stubbed toe is COVID. A splinter in your foot is COVID. It's all COVID. Everything's COVID. But now doctors are wise to the criminal Bill Gates. Dr. Urso, who's been outspoken for cures on COVID that he knows we have. Bill Gates strikes us again with more lives. They're so pathetic. Not only does hydroxychloroquine work, but lots of other meds help stop COVID. Stop lying. And he finds out that it's a Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding the hydroxychloroquine tests. So, of course, they want the vaccines. They want to make their billions. They want to make you a slave. They don't want there to be a cure.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is. Your body's defenses, your health, your stamina, that's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential. And amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I got a long day here at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And probably should calm down, but you know, it's just, I'm sick of these demons. I'm sick of these liars. I'm sick of these deceivers destroying us, folks, and that's what they're doing. They're destroying us. And it's sad. It's sad to see how brainwashed and deceived my fellow man is walking around wearing a face diaper. Ugh. Ugh.
I just want to live in reality, man. I just want to live in reality. Why is it so damn hard to live in reality? Gosh, man, the media builds this prison of lies. We ought to sit here and suffer, begging for scraps of truth. Begging. And the average leftist, the average liberal is so retarded, and I'm sorry, it's the only word to describe these people, folks.
They still deny the Hunter Biden laptop is real, even though we now have videos, pictures, all of it, signatures. I mean, the whole thing. The lawyer requests the laptop back. It's unverified, they say. The COVID pandemic, 99.9% survivability rate, 99.9% chance you leave your house, you're not going to get it. Doesn't matter. Shut everything down. Ruin our lives. Tell everyone to live in fear. Take a vaccine. All right, we've got Patrick Howley coming up soon with breaking news out of Houston. You know, but here's the thing. I do expect Trump to get reelected. And that's great. That's good. But it's not going to stop the fake news media from dividing us, destroying us. And it's not going to stop this fake pandemic. And we lost, folks. Believe me, I'm telling everyone and their mother to get out and vote for Trump. But we lost this COVID battle. We lost. And I think maybe Trump really believes that they're just going to give this thing up when it's all said and done. No, they are not. Never will they. We lost, folks. We lost. We're in a fake pandemic forever now. So get used to it. And you can't do anything because the FBI will come after you and the police will come after you. They won't go after Gates and Fauci who are lying to us and criminally attacking this country economically with a fake pandemic. They won't go after the Biden crime family for taking tens of millions of dollars from foreign countries, selling us down the drain. No, but you don't wear a mask, they're coming for you. You talk about how corrupt your governor is, they're coming for you. You open your business in the middle of a fake pandemic, they're coming for you. So what recourse do we have? Sure, we can vote Trump in. We can vote Trump in for 50 more years. We'll still be in the fake pandemic. Just makes me sick. I tell you, man, I look at this crew. I see the audience when we have events. And I just sit here and I just ponder. Are we what's left of free men and women? Are we it? Is this it? Is this what it comes down to? Us? You're tuned in here? This crew? Our reporters? Are we what's left? Is this it? Is this the rest of free America? Are we the left vestige? Are we the last? Are we just an archaic shadow of free men? What happened to you, America? What happened? What the hell happened, man? It's unbelievable. And because we've given them this fake pandemic victory, we're never coming out of it, folks. Never. You better face that fact because you're never going to really. If you think this thing's going to. Trump says we're rounding the curve. We aren't around a curve. The whole thing's been fake. They're never going to stop testing. The cases will never stop going up. It's all a hoax. It's all a sham. It's all a fake. It's an economic warfare attack. Where are the free men and women? Where are the brave Americans? Well, I know where they are. They get arrested. Oh, you open your business? Arrested. Oh, you didn't wear a mask? Arrested. Oh, you talked about how corrupt your governor is? Arrested. Oh, Biden, you took tens of millions of dollars from China. Good job. Oh, Hunter Biden, you're smoking crack and you got little girls and stuff with you and you're a sexual predator. Yeah, good job, Hunter. Good job. Where is Hunter? Anybody seen Hunter? Paging Hunter. So, believe me, I understand how important it is to get Trump reelected, but folks, we better wake up and realize only we can take this country back. Only we can take this country back, and it has to start against the fake pandemic, folks. It has to. And I don't even have the answers because, I mean, I live by the words I speak. But when most of the country is mentally retarded, I don't know what to do. I mean, I drive down the streets of Austin and I get death threats. By the way, police, not interested. No. No. So I'm going to have to spend hours on the phone with police just to get them interested in this. I've filed, I mean, it's sad. It's like, why even file police reports? I've been assaulted and attacked dozens of times. I've had one arrest. One. I filed multiple police reports. It's on video. I send them the video. Nothing. I have text messages threatening me. I send them the text. Nothing. Video, audio, pictures, license plate numbers, names, dates, video, audio, text, everything. Police report, police report, police report, police report. No arrest. Nothing. Doesn't matter. But hey, I mean, if I went outside without a mask, oh, believe me, the cops would be on me like stink on crap. What is this clown world? And see, that's the thing about President Trump that I appreciate, though, because he can run away from all of this. Anybody can run away from all this. It's very simple. Get the hell out of it. If you can socially distance yourself from a Democrat, you can find a way to be free again. If you can socially distance yourself from the media, you can find a way to be free again. Now, sadly, it's becoming few and far between. Maybe you can go out and find a little mountain town. Maybe you can go out and find a little lake town, something like that. Some good local leadership that's conservative, that doesn't get involved in your life. Okay, you can get away from it, but they'll come there too. They already are. I just don't know what to do, man. Do we just all become recluses? I mean, in New York and California, they show up at your house and arrest you if you have a party for violating COVID. I'm sorry, I just can't even focus. I'm supposed to be on air for 6 hours today. It's just such a joke, man. It's just such a joke. A fake pandemic. They literally got away with a fake pandemic, man. And we're sitting here just unbelievable. I'll try to focus and cover some of this other news when I get back in this break. And then the guest, Patrick Halley, is joining me. I'm just... People just need to understand we're never coming out of this, okay? Just understand this. Rounding the curve after the election, vaccine, no vaccine, it's all fake, folks. You're never getting out of this, ever. Ever, 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 ever. Even in Florida, you think they're doing great in Florida? I got friends in Florida. They still make you mask. They still got half the crap shut down. The governor said, hey, you can reopen the NFL stadiums full capacity. They didn't do it. They let in 10 people. So just understand, until Americans decide to take this country back, until we, the people, decide to take action, you're never getting it. You're never going to be free again. You're never going to get out of this fake pandemic, folks. And that's the big test that we're in right now. And there's risks involved at every angle. And sadly, the thing that we think is the safest, the thing that we think is the least risky, which is to not fight this, is actually the most risky. The biggest risk we take is doing nothing. And the big lie is that we sit back and do nothing, and that's the least risky thing. No, that's the most risky thing. You're never going to be out of these shackles unless you take that risk.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to move on to the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. In this segment, Patrick Alley joining me in the next segment with some major election news. Of course, Alley breaking news left and right now at nationalfile.com, whether it's election news or the Biden scandals. So that's coming up real quick, though. Ladies and gentlemen, we're really excited about the special at InfoWarsStore.com right now for multiple reasons. You can get 50% off some of our top-rated, top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off vitamin B12, Ultra 12, Brain Force Plus, our final run ever on that, so take advantage. Stock up. Ultimate Krill Oil, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Knockout Sleep Aid, Turbo Force, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, now 25% off, back in stock, and 25% off. Our last run ever of ExtendoWise is 60% off right now. We're crazy with that deal. We're going crazy with that deal right there. ExtendoWise, one of my favorite supplements. It's got the CoQ10. It's got the fish oil. It's got the garlic. It's a very unique supplement. I've never seen another one like it. But it's our final run of that as well. It's 60% off. And don't forget about free shipping store-wide and triple Patriot points with every order. The Patriot points can be used towards future purchases. You'll see that in your account. After you make your purchase, go look at your Patriot points. You'll see, whoa, I got a bunch of these Patriot points. And you'll probably have enough for a T-shirt, a hat, maybe try one of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. I would suggest, while we have the free shipping and the triple Patriot points, if you don't have a water filter yet, if you don't have an air filter yet, if you don't have emergency food yet, now's the time. Those are heavy items expensive to ship, we're going to cover those costs. Those are big ticket items, a little more expensive, triple Patriot points. You're going to get enough Patriot points back into your account probably to get a basically, you know, on the house, a bottle of Extendawise or Brainforce Plus or Vitamin Mineral Fusion or a t-shirt or a hat. So that's what the Patriot points are all about at InfoWarsStore.com. Triple Patriot points right now. Okay. This morning, even, they're talking about how Trump wants to get rid of Ray, Haspel, and Esper. I don't think that we could see that happen fast enough. And now everybody knows Chris Wray, Gina Haspel were both sitting on that Hunter Biden laptop and did nothing about it. And you know, look, even Fox News is so sick because they're spinning it this morning saying that Trump is mad that Chris Wray didn't help him in his reelection process. You know, you dirtbags. How about Trump is mad at Chris Wray for not doing his job? How about Trump is mad at Chris Wray for covering up child abuse? How about that, you dirtbags at Fox? Literally, that was their headline this morning. Trump mad at Wray for not helping him in re-election. Oh, screw you. Screw you. Christopher Wray covered up child abuse. How about that? He should be fired yesterday. Perhaps even in jail for a criminal cover-up of child abuse and treason. We know who you are, Chris Wray. We had doubts, but now we know. You covered up the Biden family crimes. You covered up the treason. You covered up the sex abuse. You did, Chris Wray. You'll be lucky if you get fired. Chris Wray would be lucky if he got fired. He should be thrown into the same jail cell as Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Trump can't fire these heads fast enough. Christopher Wray needs to go to jail. CIA Director Haspel needs to be gone. Defense Secretary Mark Esper needs to be gone. Not when you get reelected, Trump. Now. Now. And you know, here's what he's being told. Believe me, Trump wants to fire all these people. See, and this is the problem with these D.C. politicians. They're weak. They're weak. They're pathetic. They live in fear. So they're telling Trump, don't fire Wray, don't fire Haspel, not before the election. That'll be bad. It'll be bad. It'll be bad, Mr. President. The polls. No, let me tell you something. If Trump fired these three heads of the CIA, the FBI, and the defense secretary, that would motivate people to go vote for Trump even more. You think the FBI is popular? You think the CIA is popular? Give me a break. But that's corrupt, swamp, D.C. pussy territory is what it is. These little wussies, these little wuss bags, they come to President Trump because he's banging on the desk like, what the hell is Chris Wray doing? And they say, sir, you can't get rid of Chris Wray before the election. It'll be bad. Sir, you can't get rid of Gina Haspel before the election. It'll be bad. Wuss. You are weak. And that's the advice that they give him. So Trump says, fine, I'll wait till after the election. No, President Trump, your instincts are right. Fire them now. And your poll numbers will go up. End the fake pandemic now. Your poll numbers will go up. But you see, again, all of these wuss bags, all of these pus-filled maggots in D.C. come into the White House. They say, no, President, you can't do that. The people are scared. No, President, you can't do that. It'll be bad for your reelection. A bunch of sad sacks who haven't lived a day in reality for their whole lives. They sit in D.C. playing with their little tiddlywink D.C. games, these little political games they like to play. Like, ah, I'm in D.C. I have power. Ah. You're sick. You're human filth. You're wuss bags. You're maggots. You're turds. And it's time for Trump to throw all you out. They're the ones giving Trump the bad advice. They're the ones stopping InfoWars stories from getting to Trump's desk. Now they're starting to get to Trump's desk. They're starting to get to Trump's ear, and his rallies sound more like an InfoWars broadcast than ever before. And what do you know? His rallies are bigger than ever before. Go figure. Because the truth wins out, not this wussbag, maggot, DC swamp mentality. That's a losing attitude. It's been losing for 50 years. That's how Joe Biden's been able to get away with all this crime, because of all the wussbag maggots in the swamp saying, oh, we don't go after our own. Christopher Wray sits on Hunter Biden's laptop, protects him from child sex abuse. What the hell's wrong with you, Wray? The latest from Gateway Pundit. By the way, guys, is Jim Hoft on with me on the War Room later today? Okay, we're working on getting him aligned today. He may already be confirmed, I don't know. Anyway, the latest from Gateway Pundit, Project Veritas, also has breaking news today. More election theft if they caught him on tape, but text messages show Vice President Biden and his wife colluded to suppress Hunter's actions with a certain minor. And they have all the text documented here. And more is coming out, folks. And look, I'm just going to tell you, it's not just Hunter Biden. It's others. It's other Democrats. It's other members of the media. And it's their kids. I wonder how much of this is going to come out, though. Why is Hunter Biden on tape doing all of this stuff? Why is Hunter Biden on tape doing all of this stuff? Why is he shooting some of it himself? Why does some of it appear to be like maybe undercover camera or from a television or something? What is really going on here? Who owns the Bidens? Who owns our politicians? Who is blackmailing these people? Remember, it came out during the Epstein testimonies how Epstein had the tapes on everybody. Pretty much videotapes of everybody engaged in sexual acts, probably even with minors and other such stuff. Who knows what else he had? Why is all this footage of Hunter Biden doing this out there? Why? It's all blackmail, folks. This is how the blackmail complex, the compromised blackmailed individual complex works. So you either have somebody tap into your computer or cell phone and get video footage of you, or take documents off of it and blackmail you, or you have to do it yourself, or do it at a party, or do it at some event, and then send it to join the club as part of the blackmail. Folks, I'm telling you right now, everybody knows Joe Biden molests kids. Okay? Everybody's seen it. And if you want to see how bad it gets, just wait and see, folks. More is coming out. Joe Biden molests kids.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.